Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches. 5 events with 1 goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at lazye.com.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against striped rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, live cattle have struggled to retain initial strength seen from the cattle on feed report, with futures weakening most of last week, giving back a good portion of its gains. Traders had a tough time supporting the market when cash could not find any traction. The initial expectations this week are for further pressure on cash. Packers seem to be in good position where they don't need to bid for supply aggressively. Increased slaughter rates are being met with sufficient cattle, and higher box beef prices provided some support. Did struggle this week, though. On Friday, choice is up $1.47, select up $1.44. August hogs posting a banner week with prices closing at the highest level since March 30th. The contract has 2 weeks to trade and numerous chart gaps remaining below the market. It's doubtful all of the gaps, if any, will be closed before the end of the contract. Futures closed higher on momentum and not due to underlying cash or cutouts. September Kansas City wheat is 16 cents lower early today. September Minneapolis wheat's down 16 cents as well after a ship carrying corn was reported leaving Ukraine Monday. Of course, the bearish response is tied to the notion that ships carrying wheat will be able to follow and, most importantly for Ukraine, free up storage space for the incoming winter wheat harvest. Here in the U.S., wheat crops across the Pacific Northwest and Montana hit by extremely hot temperatures over the weekend and have excessive wheat warnings and red flag warnings posting today. December corn's trading down 12 cents early today, a change in direction after climbing 55 and 3/4 cents last week, largely on the hot and dry forecast of early August. According to the Wall Street Journal, the first grain ship left Ukraine Monday from the port of Odessa carrying about 1 million bushels of corn to Tripoli, Lebanon, after a stop in Istanbul. November soybeans trading down 18 cents early today, on track to break its bullish streak of 6 consecutive higher closes as prices pull back from last week's $1.52 gain. Futures after this.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 30 happening from Winnemucca, Nevada, all this week, the 1st through the 5th of August. Tuesday, August 2nd, they'll be featuring cattle from regions 3, 4, 5, and 6, feeder steers and heifers. Video Royale will be starting each day at 10 a.m. Central Time from Winnemucca, Nevada. For more information, go to superiorlivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
On our livestock futures, August live cattle up 27 cents Friday, 136.45. October up 40, 142.22. August feeder cattle up $1.15, 178.57. September up $1.35, 181.55. August hogs up $1.52, 120.65. Kansas City wheat, the September down 4 3/4, 869 3/4. December down 5 1/2, 876. Chicago wheat, September down 2 3/4, 805. And December is down 3 1/2, 822 1/4. September corn down 6 cents, 610 1/4. December is down 7 cents, 613. August soybeans down 17 1/4, 1619 3/4.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.